The Breakfast Club Adventures, The Treasure Hunt Monster, by Marcus Rashford, with Alex Velasquez-Coya. Read by Kenton Thomas. To every child who attends Breakfast Club, this is your starting point. The world is full of possibilities. You just have to let your mind take you there. Chapter 1. Out of the shadows came three terrifying creatures. They had long, ragged hair all over their bodies, sharp claws, and even sharper teeth. "Humanity has ruled over the world for far too long," one of them leaped up onto a chair and grunted. "It's time for us werewolves to take control."
"Exactly. It starts with this school, but soon it'll be the world," a second werewolf added.
The creatures began to howl in agreement. They were long, deep howls, except for one, which came out a little high-pitched.
"Did you hear that?"
one of the werewolves said, noticing the strange howl.
"Hear what?"
"One of our howls. It sounded a little bit, you know, uncool."
Their werewolf eyebrow raised.
Now that I think about it, you're right."
The third werewolf, also known as Marcus, began to sweat underneath his heavy costume as the two other werewolves turned to look at him. Had his howl really been that bad? Being an undercover werewolf was hard. They were all standing in an empty classroom. The window blinds were down.
Maybe the weird sound was just the room. Sounds can sometimes echo in empty rooms, right?"
Marcus said, speaking quickly and shuffling backwards towards the classroom door.
"But I didn't hear an echo. I heard a bad howl."
The first werewolf turned to Marcus, the sharp teeth glistening in the low light. Marcus felt his heart begin to pound. He let out a fake laugh and tried to wave away the accusation before it could fully form against him.
"Let's all howl again," the second werewolf said. "But one at a time."
Marcus was about to say no, but stopped himself. If he refused, that would give him away. He had to give it his best shot.
"That sounds great. I love howling. It's one of my favourite things."
Marcus anxiously tapped his foot.
"Okay. Given that you like howling so much, why don't you start?"
the first werewolf said. Marcus felt his heart drop.
"You want me to go now? Like, right now?" Marcus said, glancing from werewolf to werewolf as they menacingly closed in on him.
"Yep. Let's hear you howl,"
the second werewolf said with a shrug.
"Every good werewolf knows how to howl."
Marcus swallowed, cleared his throat, and then he howled.
It sounded less like a werewolf's howl and more like the sound a cat makes when it accidentally falls into water.
The werewolves stared at Marcus. Marcus stared at the werewolves. Then he shrugged and bolted towards the classroom door. The werewolves raced after him, rampaging through the room, throwing tables and chairs out of the way. Marcus tossed the head of his costume off and then pressed his phone to his ear.
"Sorry, guys. Change of plan. I got discovered,"
Marcus yelped as he dashed down the corridor.
"What? Already?"
Asim said down the phone.
"I told you I wasn't good at howling,"
Marcus said in between gasps of air.
"We're still working on our trap. Can you keep them busy for a couple more minutes?"
A new voice came on the phone. It was Liza. Marcus glanced over his shoulder. The werewolves had devoured the distance between them and him, getting closer and closer and closer.
"No, I can't,"
Marcus said. And then,
"Wait, this doesn't sound like my case. My case is about the phantom cat, remember?"
a girl said. The Breakfast Club investigators were sitting at their usual table at the far end of the canteen, underneath a particularly noisy air conditioner. They needed it to keep their conversations away from listening ears. Today, a girl, wearing cat-ear headphones around her neck, was sitting opposite them and staring intently at each of them in turn. Her name was Simone, and she had given the BCI their latest case.
"Yep, we were getting to that. It's just that, as we were looking into your case, we got caught up in a werewolf conspiracy to take over the school,"